We all just put our heads together with the record, so it's just a ton of fun. There's no ego head, like I'm the big boss head honcho ever. And if you want to explore an idea, it's a real yes attitude. It's a real can-do killer, you know, it's fun.
You can tell when you hear Delta Spirit talk about making their forthcoming album, History From Below, that they're not really interested in being pampered rock stars. And so it's not too surprising that this is the first album they've recorded in an actual studio. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Describing Delta Spirit can be an interesting business. There's definitely some rock in there, definitely some Americana, and there's definitely some soul. And there's also a DIY, sticking it to the man quality. One of the major inspirations for History From Below was the late radical historian Howard Zinn. Their singer used to be a busker, and Delta Spirit recorded their first full-length, 2007's Ode to Sunshine, in a cabin in the mountains and released it themselves. Delta Spirit signed to Rounder in 2008, and since then they've been working on History From Below. And Delta Spirit's Matt Vasquez and Kelly Winrich told FUV's Alisa Ali that the experience of making the new album was somewhat different from their pre-label days.
We were in an actual studio. Mm-hmm. Though it was like a chicken ranch.
Oh, it was a chicken ranch.
Or a chicken farm, and they have blackberries and all sorts of real fun stuff. It's a proper studio that we recorded on the 2-inch 16 track tape with Neve and API and ice mics and concrete floors.
What language are you speaking?
Yeah. Exactly.
What is all that?
Gearhead language.
The first record, we tried to do more of a live thing throughout, and I think this one we wanted to do. I mean, we did do some songs live, like I said, St. Francis. The next song that we're going to play called Vivian, we did that one live. But the rest of them, we built in Pro Tools. We kind of like did some like pre-production type stuff and kind of built the song and then took it to the studio and then, you know, kind of re-recorded it or stripped a lot of stuff away and then added stuff. So it was more of like kind of a layering idea instead of just like, let's go in there and play it. I think we honed in the ideas a little bit more.
Sleep, oh sleep, my Vivian. Heaven is too cold without you. Well, I'll stay right here above the clouds, waiting to see heaven with you. Well, I fought for each breath as long as I could, fighting with nothing to hold. The last breath I took blew through the wind and into nothing at all.
I've known Kelly since high school. Met him when I was a senior in high school in Orange County, California.
OC.
And I met Brandon when I got my license. I got a car, and I really liked busking, and there's a spot by my house I like to bus, but when I got a car, I thought it'd be more fun to go on adventures and stuff, so I go to like Los Angeles and San Diego. Well, I was down in San Diego at the light rail station in the gas lamp area, and he just happened by. It was his friend's last night in town. He's like, hey, man, you're good, and he saw me playing and stuff, and then we just kind of hit it off, and we've all been friends for a long time, and we've all been in bands and been in the record industry and hated it. And did everything everybody told us to do, and it turned out horrible.
Oh, man, what happened?
And so now we don't do that. We almost do the opposite, and it's great.
They're all throwing stones at the back of my home, kicking the dirt in the air. Well, I left to think while they're thinking I'm stoned. Well, I had no cause to be there. And I left this town, well, I had something left to bury the fear in my head. But it's all just the same, 'cause the city's just as bad. It's full of people like me.
Delta Spirit, live with St. Francis and Vivian. The new album, History From Below, is due out in May. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.